place it upon you on that morning of Shavuos, in the Zman that you're listening to the Aseres HaDibros. I recreate the replica, a ma'ein of that Maimed Har Sinai, that Maimed HaNeira. Ki ilu atem ma'imdim lefonai b'Har Sinai. As if you're standing in front of me b'Har Sinai, u'mekablin es ha'Torah, and being mekabel anew once again, tov shin pei, the Torah. Shenemar b'yom hazeh bo'u midbar Sinai. Ein mosai b'chodesh ha'shlishi. On the day of Matan Torah, every year, year in and year out. And the Rokeach says over there on that Yalkut Shemayni that a person must see himself when he hears the Aseres HaDibros, as if he's now standing and hearing the Kol Hashem Mitaycha Eish. David Kaham, Shlita, the Chevroner Rosh Hashiva, brings the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet. The Yerushalmi points out that the Karbonus of every Yontif includes a Karbon Chatos, a Karbon brought to atone for sin. And the only Yontif regarding which there's no mention in the Torah of Chet is Shavuos. And the Yerushalmi explains that Hashem is declaring, as if it were, that since you accepted the Olam of Torah upon yourselves, I view it as if you never sinned. And Reb David Kohn points out, this should have been true only the first Shavuos in history, when we actually were mekabel the Torah, when we actually had Maimed Har Sinai. But why should there be no sin associated with every Shavuos, every year? Ellis says, Reb David Kohn, what is the Yerushalmi telling us? That clearly Kabbalas HaTorah is not merely a historic event that took place many, many, many years ago at Har Sinai, but it's an event that is annually repeated in some replication. And that is why we're considered free of sin on Shavuos every year. Pasuk continues and says, Vayisu me Rephidim, Klal Yisrael traveled from Rephidim, Vayavohu Midbar Sinai, and they came to Midbar Sinai. And Rashi brings the Mechilta, Lama Hutzrich, why does the Torah have to go back and tell us and to explain from where they traveled? We know from where they traveled. We're learning Chumash. Last, the Parsha before Yisro's, the Parsha of Mishalach. Klal Yisro, we were encamped in Rephidim. Obviously, if now they're coming to Midbar Sinai, the departure point from where they came to Har Sinai was their last encampment, which we know already was Rephidim. Why does the Torah have to be Magish and repeat seemingly unnecessarily, which of course is not so? Vayisu me Rephidim, vayovo midbar Sinai. To tell us, biyodua, elo, lahakish nisiyosim Rephidim libiyosim midbar Sinai. To be Magish, to relate and to connect their travel from Rephidim to their coming to Midbar Sinai, to Maimed Har Sinai. Ma b'yosim l'midbar Sinai b'tshuva. Just like their coming to Midbar Sinai was b'tshuva. And for that, we don't need a source. Obviously, it was b'tshuva. You're coming before the Re'olam to receive his Torah, to be the Amah Torah, the Amah Nivchar. Obviously, you're in a mode of tshuva. Now we don't need a Makar. But what Chazal is telling us is Ma Biyosan to Har Sinai was Bechuva Av Nisiyosan Mirafidim Bechuva. You've got to know, you must know, that the Tshuva process was not only a Midbar Sinai process, but that process had to begin Av Nisiyosan Mirafidim, had to be Bechuva. Why? What was there about Rafidim that required as a prerequisite for Biyosin Lamidbar Sinai B'tshuva, that the Nisiyosin may feed them had to be b'tshuva. Obviously, what we're being told is that Refidim needed an abandonment, a moving away from whatever it was that in Amola, that in Refidim brought upon us, our mortal enemy, our eternal enemy, Amalek, that enemy who through all the generations from that first time would continue to use every opportunity to injure and to wound us, to try to wipe us off the face of the earth. The Maril Diskin, Reb Yeshua Leib Diskin, Zechat Tzadik Levrocha the Goyen, would say over Meshemes Rabbeim that Germany of the 20th century, of the 19th and 20th century, the Germany was the Nin Benechid of Amalek. And where did that Amalek first come? That was Refidim. And Refidim needed an abandonment, a moving away, a tshuva as a prerequisite from whatever it was that brought Amalek, that needed tshuva before Mimad Har Sinai could even be a reality. Man is be awesome la midbar Sinai b'tshuva. Afnis the awesome may refeed them b'tshuva. What was refeed them? Chazal tell us, what was the sin that brought on Amalek? Refeed them says it all. Rafu yedayim in Asik Bateira. They weakened their hands. Their hands were weakened from a firm Asik involvement in Taira. Pili ployim, tsarich bir. Since when are hands associated as an essential to Asik HaTaira? We think when we talk of Asik HaTaira, we can understand. We need the focus and clarity of the mind. We need the Havana of the heart. We can even extend it and say, we need our mouths after all the Gemara and Erevin. Chayim heim lemotziyein b'peh. There's an inyan to learn Torah and to learn it with a kol. I can understand the role of mayak, the role of lev, even the role of peh in Torah and in Esek HaTorah. But the hands, if I'm not able to wave my hands and stretch out my hands and in the emphasis of a point that I want to make, is that something that's going to take away from the Yesod of Torah? Hands are only accessory. The mind, the heart needed for Torah, but hands? And yet that was how Chazal characterized the sin in Refidim. And thus the need to abandon Refidim is a prerequisite for Mimad Har Sinai. How do we understand that? But before we answer that, let's go to one of the greatest kashas of all, a kasha that certainly you're all familiar with. And if not, you'll become familiar with it now. Taisus asked this question in Masechta Shabbos. And before Taisus, the Medrash asked the kasha in Parshas Noach. On one hand, Klal Yisrael prior to Kabbalas HaTorah, Klal Yisrael to their eternal glory, articulated Nase V'Nishma, their enthusiasm for Torah, their sincerity and earnestness to be Mekabel Torah was so deep and so broad that they didn't even have to hear what the Torah demanded of them first. They had confidence in the Bnei Eilo. Nase v'nishma, they declared. We're going to do, we'll hear. Nase v'nishma. But we're already Mekabel on ourselves. An incredible Kabbalah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is amazed by Klal Yisrael. Mila Labonai Rozeh, who revealed to my children this secret? And yet, even so, when Klal Yisrael is standing on Yom Kabbalas HaTorah by the foothills of Har Sinai, Kofa Aleihem Har Gigigis, the Ribbono Shel Olam suspends above them the Har, like mamish, a sledgehammer that's about to come down upon them, articulating a statement, If you accept it upon yourselves, everything's good and fine, but being law, but if not, there will be your burial. HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems intent on scaring the daylights out of them, that they should be mekabel the Torah. But haven't they already said, Naseh v'nishma, beautifully willing, enthusiastic, and now there's a need for Kofa Aleihem Har Kegiges? And one of the most beautiful ideas in Halachim is that really, there's a Darga Naseh v'nishma, glory of Yisrael, but there's another Darga even higher. And that's Kofa Aleihem Har Kegiges. That was the highest darg in Kabbalah Satira. What's the Bir Adover? People's capability to drive themselves depends on Rotzen. You know that and I know that. There are people who are driven to someone by the desire of wealth. It's everything. And every waking moment is preoccupied with that exertion. Another, money, wealth, doesn't move him. It just doesn't make that much of a difference to him. What is the most powerful force in the psyche of a human being? The will to live. What a person is capable of doing when his life is on the line is unbelievable. I say over a mice from a number of years ago, that caught my attention, a mason in the Jewish world, a father, his baby's head was caught between two bars in the carriage. Later that carriage was the subject of a ring, and no time to call at Sola. The neck was caught. The father saw the child would be strangled. It's already starting to turn blue. Maybe he had 30 seconds left, and with all his strength, he separates the iron bars. For $5 million, he wouldn't have been able to do that. But for his son, life and death, when driven by the madness, by the jigoyen of seeing his son dying before him, the impossible became possible. The will to live is so strong in the human psyche. A five-year-old sees a car coming at him, high speed. The five-year-old runs madly out of the direction of that car. A two-year-old sees the same car coming, and yet he doesn't move. The difference, gentlemen, is not in the will to live. They both have ingrained in their psyche that will to live. The difference is in having the intelligence to realize when you're in a life-threatening situation. The cheshkes achayim, the desire for life, is shoveh b'kol. It's non-discriminate. It's by one and all. But the intelligence to realize what is a life-threatening situation, in that there can be differences. And that explains the difference in attitude of our two-year-old and five-year-old. Not the will of live, but the intelligence to know when one's life is threatened and therefore to respond. Everyone knows on some level, besichlis, that without Torah, there is no life. My life, your life. Bereishis bara elokim es hashamayim v'es ha'aretz. Bereishis tells us chazal b'shvil ha'Torah. B'shvil ha'Torah, there's a world. Kadosh Baruch Hu is estakel v'yoraisu bara alma. The building blocks of the world were the olive bays of the Torah. All the Nivroyim, all of the Malachim, all of the worlds in their entirety. Rabbi Lozhin famously said, if for one moment the world would be desolate from Tyra, Kol Ha'olam would be Nechra, the entire world would be destroyed and revert to Sayuv Avayu, to nothing, to vapor. If a person would be genuinely Markish this, there would be no possibility of Batola. Hashem, by Maimed Har Sinai, is telling us. He's doing an incredible favor for us. He's giving us a matona hachi taiv. You did Naseh v'nishma. That's truly wonderful. But now let me take you a step further to channel your strong rutzen for life into Torah. Let me do something that forevermore will ingrain the message of Intikablu Aleichem Mutavim Lovav Shomtei Kiburaschem. With that matonet taiva that lasts forever, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Bas Kol HaRayim Hazeh. You may be hear it in a physical sense, but it's ingrained in all of us. Yaitzis goes out, may Achayre from our Sinai, B'chol Yaim. Oy lahem lebris me'albayne shel Taira. That Koyach Hisairus goes out from our Sinai to arouse us. Gentlemen, imagine a person is drowning. His ship has sunk at sea. There's a hope that there's going to be a rescue, but it's hours and hours away. You've been weakened. You've been in that water for a number of hours. And you feel your strength ebbing from your body. You feel like you have a moment or two to live. And all of a sudden you see there in the water, you see in the waves of the ocean, a wooden beam, a heavy wooden beam. It could support you. You're so weak. And yet you grab it with all your strength. Why? Because the person knows his life depends on it. And he's able to summon up from deep within the reservoir of his being a new strength he never even knew he had. Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim bo, says Reb Chaim Volozhin. Eitz Chaim hi, the tire is that tree of life. That metaphor of the man sinking and pedaling against the waves of the sea in a hopeless, wearying situation. And all of a sudden, the beam of wood appears. Atzola, Eitz Chaim, it is a tree of life. But for whom is it a tree of life? L'machazikim bo, to those who grab a hold of it with all of their strength. For those who recognize it as life. I told you a story before with the Klausenberger Rebbe, one of the Gaonei Taira, Marpitzei Taira, Gedolim, Gedolim in America after World War II. A chassid came to him, Bayom and Narayim, and he came for a bracha. This chassid had just begun. This chassid had just begun a business, and it's very, very difficult. As one can imagine, getting a new business off the ground. And he came to the Rebbe Yamin Neroim for a bracha. And the Rebbe asked him if he learns every day. And he replied, a few minutes. How much time can I get in? I'm so involved. The Rebbe said, you must learn every day, 2 hours minimum. Chassid replied, Rebbe, it's impossible. I in a few years, Bezras Hashem, I'll be be in a way that I have things on the ground, but not right now. Rebbe told them a story. In Europe, near Klausenberg, there was a town, and the Rav was a young man, early 40s, and he said a shir twinkle between Minch and Maariv, and a young boy brought in a few heavy swarim for the Rav. And afterwards, says the Rebbe, I asked this Rav, why didn't you bring it in for yourself? And he answered, I have very weak wrists. It's just too difficult for me. I can't carry that weight without injuring myself. A few years later, the Nazis, Yamach Shemum, invaded Hungary. And this Rav was taken to a labor camp. A labor camp, if you couldn't do the work, they would kill you. The Klausenberger Rebbe was in that same camp. And day in and day out, the Rav had to carry extremely heavy wooden beams. And said the Klausenberger, wow, did he carry them? Did he know how to schlep those heavy beams? How? Where did he get the strength? The weak wrists. Because he knew his life depended upon it. The Rebbe continued. He said to his chassid, you think I'm asking from you something toiv, something that's a nice idea, a good idea. It's so good to learn Torah 2 hours a day. It's good for you. You know, vitamins can be good for you too. And running a mile can be good for you too. And Torah is good for you. It's good for you. You think I'm asking from you something good. So you answer, but it's difficult. But no, I'm asking you something that's life itself. Life and death. If you recognize Eitz Chayimi, L'machazikimbo, then you would find 2 hours, and I really believe even many more. Rofu Yedeyem Min HaTaira. Refidim was Rofu Yedeyem Min HaTaira. It was this aspect that they faltered in at Refidim, that the world is so shaky, I'm going to fall into the abyss in another sect. I must hold on with all my might to survive, that this was the essence of Torah for Klal Yisrael, our life support. Without it, I'm going to be Chayzer L'Sayu. That fell apart and Refidim and Amalek came. And in its absence, there couldn't be a meaningful Kabbalah HaTorah. Vayisu may Refidim. You first have to travel from Refidim. You first have to abandon Refidim. You have to abandon the idea that Torah is merely something that's good for you. You have to realize it's the Eitz Chaim L'machazikimo. You have to hold on to it with all your strength, with all your power. It's your raft in the raging oceans of the world. You're being buffeted. You're going to fall. You're going to drown. Eitz Chaim L'machazikimo. The way of the sight of Kabbalah Satayr. The Maton of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there by Kofu Aleihem HaGigis, to recognize Ki Heim Chayeinu. We are the Yarshim of this Hashkof Be'es. Someone who feels he's falling holds on for his dear life. It makes no difference. How many hours he slept the night before? At the time he is grabbing for life, Ol cheshbonis, because when a person lives with kihem chayenu, nothing makes any cheshbon. The Gedolei Yisrael, there's so many stories in all generations, not only all their days, but in all their nights. They mamish lived with kihem chayenu. We're coming to Leil Shavuos. We're coming to again Kabbalah HaTorah. We're coming again to that Yom HaDin of Torah, to that Maimon Har Sinai, to that Kabbalah HaTorah. Vayisu Merfidim, Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai, an abandonment of Rifkin Yodayim. Leil Shavuos, each and every one of us must try to live with this concept. That's the kind of people we really want to emulate. One night a year, we want to be like Anoshim Gedolim, that understand that our shaychus to Torah is koveya, our shaychus to life itself. If we allow ourselves to drift away from Torah, we've drifted away from the chiyus of kol ha'olam kulay, and all the mitzvahs and all the schoolas to soothe our guilty conscience for not learning enough will not help. Kol ha'peirish min ha'teiris es chazal is kepeirish min ha'chayim. We spoke out and we began with Yalkut Shemayni and Pashtus Yisra. How this night is not just a remembrance, memorial, but it's the real thing. Again, we come back to that R that was there in the original Maimed Har Sinai and is in every year at the aftermath, as the result of this night, as we stand in the morning, by Kriyas HaTorah, comes out the same Avodah. It's interesting. And the kavonet in the Ari, it's the kavzari. We don't have shaykes to the shara kavonet of the Arizal. But the Arizal writes there, he who stays up on this night and he learns Taira all night, the Arizal says all kinds of avtochas, promises and guarantees to him. And he finishes, v'loy oid, elishakol chayeyodam toli b'layla hazeh. The whole life of a person depends on this night. Vayisu merefidim, v'loy midbar Sinai. You know, gentlemen, I think back in the recent past and all our past years, those of you who have been in the Kaisli based on Medrash of the Mechina for a Leil Shavuos, I think back to the Marav that we hear on a yearly basis from Reb Shechtel Neuberger, Reb Shechtel Neuberger Shlita, his booming voice, his booming melodious voice with Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavayrach, and the thunder is Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavayrach, Lyoilam Vohed, that the Kahal responds. The kiheim chayeinu v'yoyrech yomeinu ahavoscho al tosir mimenu v'yoylomim. The Kabul is O Malchus Shemayim of a tzibur of 250 bokrim led by Reb Shechtel. Ashma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Followed by Yishmona Esra, where we silently declare each to ourselves in the Yisairis of the moment, Ato v'chartonu mikol ha'amim. A half day song of Rotsis upon a Varayman Tonu, Mikol Alishayat. Glorious. And the glorious base medrash, the Machina base medrash, and all the classrooms and Batim Mitroshim of the Ner Yisrael campus, the Kol Taira of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of B'nai HaMachina, B'nai HaYeshiva, Avreichi HaKilu Rabbeim. All learning in concert to a glorious night. Hour after hour, moment after moment, second after second, mamish, with momentum, with ritzifus. It's as if we were on a majestic ocean liner, riding high on the ocean's waves. What a glorious time. And yet this year, it clearly the Ratzon Hashem, that we have a very different Kabbalah Satira. And maybe for many of you, it'll be the most memorable Kabbalah Satira of your lives. The Kabbalah Satira of Tov Shin Pei. The Kabbalah Satira of the year of the pandemic. It's a different reality. Each of us, in a certain sense, our ship has sunk. Certainly not available to take us through the waves of the ocean securely and safely. The reality, we're swimming. We're swimming in the ocean. We don't have our ship. We're swimming in the ocean. More than ever, our avod is in comparative isolation to try to create on Leil Shavuos our own version of Eitz Chaim Hila Machazik Bo. You there in your basement, you there in your bedroom, you there by your desk, by the table in the dining room, or you there with the few people in shul, all of us missing the full support system, the mighty liner that carries us through the waves of Leil Shavuos. And tonight we have to swim on our own, but we have to keep that image, the image that this is life itself. And this is the prerequisite for the glorious time of Maimon Har Sinai, of the Din on Yom HaDin of Taira. And it depends on our learning through the night. It's hard. It's difficult. It's more challenging than ever. By ourselves. By many of us. If not most of us. Eitz Chaim Hi L'Machazikim Bo. We have to realize that tire is the Eitz Chaim. It's in the ocean, and in the turbulence of the ocean as we're fighting for our lives, there's an Eitz Chaim. But it's an Eitz Chaim only L'Machazikim Bo. Gemara says in Brachas, and I'll end with this. This is drush. I heard this drush this just a week or two ago. Reb Aaron Reich finished a mimer he was saying with this drush. He made very clear that I know it's not the Rabbeinu Yoina. Benny Yoina has another pshat, which is pshat. This is drush. But it's glorious drush for Tav Shin Pei. It's glorious drush for that which is our avoid in particular on this Antiv of Shavuos. The Gemara in Brachas says, Ayiv Hashem Sho'arim HaMetzuyonim B'Halacha. Hashem loves. He loves the gates, the portals, the open passages that are Metzuyonim, distinguished B'Halacha. Yaiser even more me, but they can see us who but the midrashes. The but they can see us, the but the midrashes are glorious. They're our fortress. They're our ocean liner in the wood and the seas of immorality that's around us. And then in the spiritual deluge that's all over. The but they can see us and but the midrash protect us. Says the Rabbi Nishal Island, there's something I love even more. Ain le Chazal say the shorim amitzuyonim balocha ain lo yakedish baruch hu biayomai el dalad amishal alocha bilvad. That bocher learning in his dining room, he has dalad amis that he takes up kuf vishal adam in his basement and wherever it may be in comparative isolation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oyev Es HaShorim HaMetzuyonim B'Halacha. Those gates that we open up, our own private gates, and we persevere, and we go against the tide of the ocean. We hold on for dear life. We're Yisum Me'Rafim, and we realize that Eitz Chayim Nilam Machazikim Bo. And we mail it through that. We're Zaycha. To be mamish, the beloved of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ein loy lakedish baruch hu el adalad amish al halacha bilvad. This year it's Ratzon Hashem. We be mamish in the waters of the turbulent waters of the sea to grab on, to live with the reality. Eitz chayim milam machazikim bo. And our schar should be that never again we should be able to be back bahamunam. Of Tzibur, be able to ride the ocean liner through the waves, high and mighty and beloved, mamish to the Shari Yerushalayim, to Binyan by a Shlishi b'meir of Yomeinu, where mamish mayim liyam mechasim, where Torah will be revered and loved by all. What's the key that we hope for in Bias Goyal Tzedek? The key we hope for Bias Goyal Tzedek, we say when we walk back the three steps of Shmona Esra, and we say the Hiratzayim, the Hiratzayim that Yibonet Beis HaMikdash b'meir of Yisayin Chalkein u'b'sayir HaSecha. Should have a gewaldige yonte, a gewaldige kapola satira, gula bekar.
Thank you, Abby. Shkayach.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Abby.
Shkayach, Abby. Thank you, Yonte.
Okay, okay.
Thank you, Abby.